Well, then we were we have a good crowd there. We went to march, and then we went to Cody Sexton, and we stayed there. It was raining that night, so a couple of tents in the sidewalk. The police officer came to remove the tent, and I was filming, and he decided to put me under arrest for no reason, not apparently a reason.
And did he push your camera? Is that what I saw in the video?
Yes, I mean, I was there. I wasn't doing nothing. And he came to me, he pushed me, and I fell to the ground and went to the hospital. I spent 4 hours in the hospital. Then I went to finally jail with the charges of obstruction of justice.
You had a court hearing yesterday. Tell us what happened at that court hearing.
Yes, yesterday, finally, the state attorney saw a couple of videos last week, and looks like the videos contradict the police report, so they decided to drop the charges yesterday.
You were injured, you said. You spent some hours in the hospital. You were seen in a neck brace after that. Do you plan on trying to get the police to pay for your injuries?
Yes, I'm trying to get the city or the police department or whoever is going to be responsible for this to pay my medical bills and the ambulance. My case is not done. This is just one phase is done, but I'm planning to take some actions back for what happened. Probably I'm going to be filing an internal affairs. I'm going to be filing against the department. So this is just one part of the process.
You were born in Venezuela. You grew up in Chile as well. And now you're applying for U.S. citizenship, and you've been granted political asylum in the U.S. How do you think that this arrest could affect you getting citizenship?
Yes, for now, it doesn't look like a big deal. But at the moment, I have to apply for citizenship. This is going to be something that can delay my process. And it can be, it's going to take an extra questions, extra paperwork.
And finally, the two other people that were arrested that night, Keith Cuesta and Stephen Gentile, they were charged with battery on a law enforcement officer. Where do their cases stand?
Yes, right now they're taking a program, and I think when they finish that program, the state is gonna reveal if they're gonna drop the charges or not. So they're now in this program, and they're waiting. But now that I got dropped the charges, maybe this opened a new door for them.